Our pastor, Father Joyce, wants me to mention this to you about we are wrapping up our Together Let's Go For It campaign. Please take a pledge card with you today and bring it back next week. Consider to join us in this very important campaign. We are 82% of our goal, and if those of us who are still thinking and praying about it and get the card and come back with them next week, perhaps we'll be able to meet our goal. But he is so, so grateful that we have done this much. So thank you very much, and we trust that you pray about it and ask God to support you, to support God's mission here in the Diocese of Phoenix. Thank you. An elderly man won a lottery of about $1 million, but his kids got to know about it before he did. And they were afraid of breaking the news to him because he had a weak heart, and he might get a heart attack and die. So they were so worried. They went to their parish priest to relate their concern, because the parish priest was very close to their dad. And the parish priest said, "Don't worry, I'm going to handle it. I'll find a way to let him know about this very good and important news." So one evening he went on drink and they were chatting, and he said to him, "Hey, Frank, what would you do if you win $1 million? And without hesitation, Frank said to his pastor, "I'm going to donate everything to the church." Guess what? When the pastor heard this, he had a heart attack and collapsed. What are you afraid of losing most in your life? Is it your spouse? Is it your family member? Is it your favorite child? Is it your parents? Your siblings? Your health? Your life? Is it your job? Is it your business? Your reputation? Your wealth? Is it your vocation? Is it my priesthood? What am I afraid of losing most in my life? What we should is God and eternal life. If we have a greater fear of losing any of these other realities mentioned above, we will always make excuses for sin. That's the danger. When we become too afraid of losing these earthly realities, we weaken our will to stay strong for God, and then we begin to make excuses for sin. The rich young man's reaction in the gospel passage shows that he has greater fear of losing his wealth than losing his relationship with God. And what did he do? The Bible says he went away sad. His greatest fear was losing his wealth and not losing God. And he went away sad. The challenge today is for us to desire and grow a greater fear of losing God than anything in our lives. This is truly a very high standard, but a necessary one. It is a perfect way of dying to the self and the world. It is the decision that frees us to serve God with all our heart, with all our mind, and with all our strength. Without this decision, honestly, we can't do this, because we'll be bound and and oppressed by the things we attach ourselves to. And the only way to free ourselves is to grow a greater fear of losing God than any other realities in our lives. When we are too afraid of losing any of those earthly realities, we become vulnerable to adopting a minimalist kind of spirituality and may soon become comfortable in sin. That's what happens. That's the trick, because then we become comfortable because we are afraid of losing them. When we become too afraid of losing any of those realities, we give ourselves the license to do very horrible things to people. That's the danger we are not aware of. That's the danger that the evil one keeps away from us. He makes us so attached to earthly realities, and we lose the freedom, we lose the power to make the right choices. And we become so afraid, and we do very terrible things. I give you an example that is very close and very near to us. It is the unreasonable fear of losing the church's reputation that made some bishops cover up the sexual scandal, the sexual abuses of some priests against children. They were afraid of losing the church's reputation, and they caused this great harm to God. That's the danger. When you become too afraid of these things, you lose your power, you lose your will. And we become very liable to do very, very horrible things. So, we open up ourselves to do very terrible things when God is not that which we are most afraid of. That is why we do the evil things we do, because we honestly don't have the fear of losing relationship with God. I was listening to the audio version of the diary of Saint Maria Faustina, and she taught me a very great lesson, because during her experiences, one of the things that stood out for me was the fact that she didn't want to lose the presence of God. And I don't know whoever did that narration, but the lady was so, so powerful. And she said, "Oh, my divine master, not having your presence is like hell. I feel so miserable. I feel so completely lost." She was groaning. She was crying because of the absence of God. That's what truly happens when we enter the secret place of God. We don't want to lose his presence. There is nothing like his presence. Carrie Job says, "Lord, there is nothing like your presence. I feel your presence." And so one of the reasons why we fall into sin frequently is because we don't value the presence of God a lot in our lives. We feel that we can lose it and have it back, but it's causing some harm to our soul. The greatest joy of the soul is to be in the presence of God. The soul cannot stand one moment without the presence of God. And that is why there is that longing for eternity in us. That is why you don't want to die. That is why people don't want to die. The soul wants to feel the presence of the source of his existence. So we need to grow that greater fear of losing our relationship with God than any other fears we should have in our lives. Some years ago, while I was working in the seminary, there was a big moment for me, a big crisis moment. And I had to go before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. My student helped me, like for 9 days. I was praying before the Blessed Sacrament, and You know, it was my vocation and God and salvation, a tough one. And those moments that I spent with God, I don't know how he did it, but there was a strength that came up, and I said, God. And for me, that was a turning point in my relationship with God. I felt like I became so rooted in Christ. And every fear, every earthly fear disappeared. Because I now freed myself from the unnecessary fear, unreasonable fear that imprisons us. And then God takes you to his secret place. Because you are able to make that decision. It is God or nothing. So that's what Jesus wants this young man to learn. Wealth is a very wonderful thing. But what is your greatest fear? What are you afraid of losing most in your life? We become too afraid of losing any of those earthly realities. When we become too afraid of losing any of those earthly realities, we give that thing power over us. You're no longer in charge. You live in fear and anxiety. But when God becomes the greatest reality we are afraid of losing, we are not unnecessarily or unreasonably afraid of losing anything. We begin to enjoy true peace of soul. You enjoy a sense of balance. And then you develop the courage to face the challenges of life. That's what truly happens when our greatest fear is to lose our relationship with God, to lose his presence. Then we become so rooted. And then we begin to experience what St. Paul calls the heavenly man. This is what it means when the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So we're not to dread God like he's a monster, but we should have that fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So the greatest wisdom, like we heard in the first reading, is to have this fear that I don't want to lose your presence. I don't want to lose my relationship with you. When, like Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and every other thing will be added unto you. When we have that fear, that experience, I tell you, you will enjoy more peace. And you begin to grow steadily on the path to holiness and sanctity. So let us pray today. Let us ask Jesus that for this great revelation, may he give us the grace to come to that experience so that we can become who he really wants us to be. And may God bless his words in our hearts through Christ our Lord. Amen.